Well, we welcome into our studios this morning the mentoring coordinator at Community Connections here in North Platte, Angela Hipp. Thanks for joining us, Angela.
Thank you for having me.
So, chance to talk about some things that you have coming up. Doesn't look like there's much downtime for you. We think of mentoring happening during the school year, but you like to have some special stuff in the summer, and you got some things coming up, don't you?
Yeah. During the summer, we are aware that, you know, kids need a little bit more things to fill their days. And so we try to provide more opportunities for our mentoring pairs to engage in things going on in the community, but also provide some different activities for them as well. And so back in June, we had Unlock the Library event that we held in partnership with the library, and with we had Miss Nebraska and Miss Nebraska's team there.
I heard that went really well. A lot of really well attended and liked, and
The kids got to do a fun scavenger hunt. And I just think that you know, checking out our local library is really important, and making sure you know what's going on there. They offer so many things. So
checking out the library, I like that.
Yes,
you know, because what do you do at the library? You check out things.
It's not just books though. They have their wonderful creation station, and I think people aren't as aware of that too. So
libraries are really modernized here in the last 10 to 15 years even.
Yeah.
Kind of keep up with people's what they consume.
Yeah. We have several of our mentoring pairs, or quite a few, that kids who've come into our program lately that are needing a little extra help with their reading. So that's a focus some of our mentors do. And so at that event, we kicked off our summer mentoring challenge, which just kind of looks like a bingo card, but it's full of challenges to get them, you know, engaged in things at the library.
Like, give us some examples of the challenges on that card you're holding.
One of them is, you know, to find a book with an author that shares your name. You know, find a book that, so I'd look for a book with an author who has the name Angela. So go read a book outside, you know, sit and read in the park for a while, or go to a museum and just spend some time reading the signs. There's a lot of different ways where you can engage with your mentee in reading. It might be reading a menu when you go to a restaurant, or
I like that idea. Yeah, I'd go for that. Yeah.
You know, keep a book in the car with you, so while you're going from point A to point B, the kids can read to you for a few minutes. And just little ways to incorporate reading into their time together. So, and make sure that kids are keeping that skill up over the summer. So
I like that. Yeah, because we don't want that to drop off. Yeah. You know?
So when they finish, you know, a line in their card or the complete card, they can come bring it into us and earn some little fun prizes. So
all right.
We're excited for the first card to come in. So
Robotics class.
Yeah, we did that Monday night. We had Shreya, I'm going to say her last name right, Agrigal Kanadi.
Okay.
She's with Catalyst STEM Learning, and she does some robotics lessons, and so that was a really fun activity. We do this once a month on Monday, the first Monday of the month. We have a night when our mentoring pairs, or the kids waiting for a mentor, can get together with us, and we have dinner, and we do something maybe a little bit more educational together. Mm-hmm. So the robotics class was just perfect, and the kids were enthralled with
it. Do the kids get involved in creating robots then, or how does that work?
You know, this was a real introductory level robotics, but they basically got to use some small robots and got to learn how to make them do what they wanted them to do.
Well, that's cool.
Which was really neat, to kind of start that understanding what you can do with robotics. So
some of those kids probably be involved in making some pretty fancy,
you know,
robots or things like that do work for us. Yeah.
Someday, yes, these kids will do that and be way beyond my scope. Then a couple other things we have coming up. Well, next weekend, on the 18th, we have kayaking with Nebraska Game and Parks, and we do that in partnership with Hope Esperanza. And this is an event that we've done every summer for the last few years, three, 4 years now, I think.
Where do they go for that?
We do that at Iron Horse Park.
Oh, okay.
And the Game and Parks is just amazing, and how they help provide those supplies for that. And the education around how to kayak.
And is that an all-day thing or just morning?
6 to 8. We're going to do that in the evening.
In the evening.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of when it's hopefully cooling down a little bit.
No storms on the 18th. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a great activity every year. And it's fun because, you know, some people just never get the opportunity to try kayaking. And it's a really pretty shallow lake. I think it's a great place to learn. So
I don't think I'd mind spilling in the, you know, if I'm hot. You know,
yeah.
as long as I got a life jacket on for sure.
So, let's see. Then also that weekend is the North Platte Powwow going on, and we just really want to give it a shout to that event because that's open to the public. Really encourage people to get out there.
Being new to this, you're going to have to describe all the things that they do. It centers around Native Indian.
Yeah,
Now,
this isn't my event. I've just attended a few times, and I'm encouraging my mentoring pairs to go. And they've offered free admittance to anybody who's in our mentoring program. So we really
Can't beat that.
We love that, yeah.
Good.
We want to make sure that, you know, kids and have an opportunity to experience these cultural events that are going on.
Yeah.
They do have contests, you know. They have a lot of groups that come in from all over and perform. And I remember going out with my mentee a couple of years ago and realizing, like, they have moments in there where they invite everybody to come out and dance with them. And it's pretty amazing to be invited and included in such a cultural event, something that feels pretty sacred to them. So, but they have a lot of other events going on, and I just encourage people to look that up on Facebook. She's doing a great job promoting
that.
They have
a Facebook page.
Yeah. So you just look North Platte Powwow. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's some posters hanging up all over town. I'll leave one for you too.
You brought one, so we can mention that several times.
That's out at Scouts Rest Ranch. Kicks off Friday at 7 o'clock on the 18th. So
okay.
What else do we have going on? We have our monthly workout that we do at the Nebraska Athletic Club. That's open to anybody who's interested in the mentoring program, coming to learn more about it, but also any kids that just want to come and work out with us. So,
like, what kind of a workout? Are we talking heavy aerobics here?
You know, he does a lot of obstacle course type things in the gym, and but gets the kids every time using different equipment, different muscles, just gets them moving, and
so it varies from
tries to, you know, and gets, if depends on how big a group we have. If I always say, if we have a lot more kids, then I don't have to work out. But if we don't, then I'm in there with them. So
my workouts are on the golf course.
On the golf course, yeah.
Yeah, that's my workout, especially when it's hot. Yeah.
Tommy does a great job with that. And we just celebrated our 3rd year anniversary of doing these workouts with him. So we just really appreciate him. And he does this for free. Wants to make sure that kids... You know, I think of it as an opportunity for children to get into a gym setting and feel more comfortable in that environment. And I think it's really important for all our kids, and especially sometimes for us adults too. Like, it's an opportunity to go in there and be connected with something that makes you feel more more comfortable.
Exercise is so good. They've linked that. There's studies that show that time and time again that the, you know, if you're physically active, that helps the mental side so much too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think we can, you know, it's easy for kids, especially in the summer, maybe to, you know, get involved in their video games and, you know, sitting, watching TV.
We all know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just any chance. And this is fun. Mm-hmm. We make it fun for them. So.
Good.
Then that's on the 26th of July. Mm-hmm. But on the 25th, we have a couple other things going on. Mm-hmm. The health fair will be going on out at Mid Plains, and we will have a table there. Again, this is not our event. It's something we will have a presence at. And so we're really want to give a shout out to that event. That's a great opportunity for anybody who needs to register their kids for school, look at, getting shots, I think they have some doctors on hand too, to do some,
So do you do that or just point them to the place they need to go to?
They will have that going on out there for families that need it. And they will have Spanish interpreters available for families that need that as well. So, okay. I would check out Hope Esperanza's page for more for information on that. Or I think People's Families Health also is promoting that. So, but on that same day, we're going to go attend an 80s baseball game, and that's going to be sponsored by Tommy V and Gateway Realty. So getting us entrance into going out there. And, you know, that's another great thing we have in our community. And I think we want to get kids going to, and seeing what all is available in our community. So,
yeah, absolutely. There's so many recreational opportunities in this town. It's just amazing with the tennis and pickleball
courts,
the baseball field,
softball. The great new pickleball courts that opened up. Those are that's a great activity for mentoring pairs to go do, because they've shown that, you know, no matter your age, and a great one for even age discrepancy, you know, so can I keep up with my 15-year-old mentee?
Yeah, don't have to move as much.
Maybe not, but I could maybe play pickleball. I could
play pickleball. My reflexes aren't quite what yours are, you know, young man, but maybe I can beat you once in a while. You know?
Yeah,
never know. Okay, so that kind of is your July activities.
Those are July, yeah.
So, then you listed your wait list for youth wanting a mentor is growing. That's partly a good thing because you got youth that are out there declaring, basically, I'd like to have somebody to be a mentor. Is it somebody? And we think of mentors a lot of times. I think I had this image of a mentor. Oh, somebody that helps you with your homework, and that's part of it, but just a small part of it too, right? It can be you do a lot of things together. You can just talk if you want to. I mean, it's just being your buddy, kind of, right?
I think, you know, as a community-based mentoring program, our focus is not really on you know, the school part, but we certainly believe, or the studies have shown, that people who have a mentor are more likely to do better in school, and there's just that whole somebody that cares about how you're doing and is asking about it, and just is taking an interest, just and
showing an interest in
and
a person,
kids appreciate that. And, you know, we look at mentoring as not that everybody should have mentors in their life. We all need people that give us a little encouragement and guidance, right?
No question.
We want our mentors to be very strength-based, very positive-focused, and helping kids to discover what are their strengths and what are they good at and what do they want to work on to excel even more. And we think that mentors are really there as a friend, a friendship. It's not I have more knowledge than you, because I might not even have, you know, my mentee loves to draw and is very artistic. I really don't have that skill or knowledge,
but you can still encourage
her
encourage
and, you know,
them to flourish and keep doing that, and maybe eventually submit it for an art contest.
And
or
I
something.
Think that a lot of times kids get, you know, I always used to say this. I would encourage my kids and say, "Oh, you're so good at this," and there would be that kind of thing in the back of their mind of, "Well, you have to say that you're my mom." But hearing that same thing from someone else can be really impactful and empowering to our young people. And so that's a really, it seems simplistic, but it really is important that kids have a variety of people in their lives that do that for them. So,
Well, why community connections centered around the mentoring aspect too, there's other avenues or subjects that you are in. Do you want to mention some of the other things that you focus on, and you have people like Aaron, I know is one of them that I've talked to. Substance abuse is a big thing.
Substance abuse prevention, we have a coalition that focuses on that, and, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, we certainly need members of our coalition and are always looking to add new people there. We do our monthly drug collection, and, you know, use volunteers to help that operate. That's at Baumgar's from 11 to 1 on the third Saturday of every month. That's really been doing really well. We've been really getting a lot of unused and outdated prescription drugs, good, you know, turned in. So, and then we have our tobacco-free coalition as well. And, you know, we know that, you know, that vaping is on the rise or has been on the rise for many years.
Yes, it has.
And
yeah,
our youth are, you know, using those products. And our focus is a lot on how do we do some preventative around that. So that's
a lot
another,
of education involved, yeah, in that.
Yeah, just a lot of prevention work going on. And, so, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities to get involved. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's interested in being a mentor, I would love for them to call me and we mm-hmm. can just chat about it. I want it to be a good fit for everyone. And so there's no obligation just by talking to me to learn more about what we're doing. So
mm-hmm.
we had a gentleman attend our event Monday night. His wife's a mentor, but he kind of wanted to see what it was about. And so he came and now he's signed up. So, yeah, you know, if that's something, sometimes I think some people need to see it in action. And
I
then
think probably what holds people back a lot of times is they think it's going to be more of a time commitment than they want to invest in it. But give us an idea of what the average,
yeah,
when you choose to become a mentor, what kind
how
of
much
commitment
time? Yeah,
is involved in that?
Well, everybody does it a little bit differently for themselves and what works in their schedule. And that's what's great about community-based mm-hmm. mentoring. You can do that. But we ask them to, you know, think about spending about 4 to 8 hours a month doing it.
Okay.
That
doesn't seem too...
No, and it's usually burdensome. An hour a week to 2 hours a week.
Okay.
And, you know, just attending our group activities can, you can pretty much get your time in doing that. But those are optional. These are really designed to be supportive to the mentoring pairs and give them different options throughout the month. So nobody attends every event, and they're just really there to help give them new opportunities. But mm-hmm. 4 hours a month is the goal. But, you know, we all have months where we don't hit that, and that's okay. It's really about the showing up and some consistency and having a presence
mm-hmm.
and making sure that, you know, your mentee knows, like if I went on vacation for 2 weeks and my mentee knew where I was and, you know, I maybe sent her a text. She's 15, so it's a little different, but
yeah, I was going to ask about that. Do you, I mean, if you're unable to like meet in person, can you have a phone
yeah.
conversation?
Absolutely. You know, depending on the age of the child, of course, we want that, you know, there's a lot of parent support that goes into having that happen, but it's really just like making sure they know that you haven't forgotten them, that, you know,
right.
Maybe I've hit a really busy week and can't meet, but right. We'll get back at it the next week. And that's the important part of it, I think.
Touching base. And then
yeah.
When you do have an opportunity to get together, spend some time and encourage them and just help them flourish and let them know that, hey, no matter what your where you're at and what your skill set is or something,
yeah.
just encourage them to get involved. And a lot, I think back to my youth too, and I wish I'd had, I did feel like I had some adults in
mm-hmm.
my life from the youth group I was involved in Sunday school a little bit on that end that encouraged me, but I would like to have a little bit more of that because I kind of
yeah.
felt like a, you know, a little bit of a odd duck, I guess, and didn't quite fit in because I was a little bit different than a lot of the other kids too.
That's such a,
you know,
that's so common, I think, and I think
right.
that a lot of kids feel that way. And I think that, you know, that means they're not, right? They're just all feeling that way. And
yeah,
like sometimes
in truth, you look mm-hmm. back and almost everyone would say that they didn't quite
yeah.
feel like they fit in.
Yeah.
That they're kind of weird and you know.
And sometimes you just yeah. need somebody to celebrate what makes you unique and different and
right.
help you as a child learn to appreciate that.
Absolutely. You want to mention your website and contact information?
Oh, yeah. Our website is Community Connections LC for Lincoln County.
Okay.
.org. And then okay. My phone number is 696-0975.
Okay, that's a 308 area code, in case people are wondering.
Yeah, and you can just look at us up on Facebook as well, you know, CC mm-hmm. Mentoring, Community Connections Mentoring. We also have our Community Connections Lincoln County page as well. So mm-hmm. Either one of those, you can reach out to us. And mm-hmm. we are in Nebraska Land Bank downtown. That's where our offices are, and you can just stop by as well.
I did not know that. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of offices in that building, big, huge building, isn't
there? We're on
there?
The first floor, on the main floor, on the second and Dewey.
You don't
there,
have to do your stair stepping.
I know. I sometimes do go walk the stairs, though, just to get my exercise in for the day.
that would be good. I know at some future point, maybe even next month, we can have the guy that you... Name the mentoring, your mentor of the year, Ian, with his mentee is and what we're working on.
Let me clarify, I didn't name him mentor of the year. Mentor Nebraska did.
Mentor Nebraska.
Yeah, so it was a pretty big honor.
Yeah.
It's great to have that recognition.
But you probably nominated him. We
did nominate him because we do think he's pretty amazing. Yeah. And he's been mentoring for us for 25 years. So, you know, you got to give some props to that, right?
Absolutely, but looking forward to that when it happens.
We'll get him and his mentee to come in and chat,
and that'll give people rather than just talking about it from an overview standpoint. Of course, you're a mentor too, so obviously you've been involved in that, but actually get a mentee in here and say, and they can say from personal experience mm-hmm. how it's helped them.
Absolutely. I think that would be a great thing for people to hear that. So.
Looking forward to it. Angela Hipp, Mentoring Coordinator with Community Connections here at North Platte, has been our guest. Angela, thanks so much for coming in, and you have a great day, great week, great month, and we'll see you at some future point.
All right, thanks.